Lapyah obtainable. Dulabaha very difficult to be obtained. Sarvadehinam of all other living entities. Varajasya of the King of Heaven. Api even Abhimataha the ultimate goal. Ekantena by oneness. Atmavid of the self-realized. Gatihi of the ultimate destination. Translation. My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lotus feet. Prabhupada. As stated in Brahma Sanghita, Vedeshudulabhamadulabhamatmabhakto, this indicates that it is very difficult for one to attain the ultimate goal of life and reach the supreme destination by Kuntaloka or Goloka Vrindavan, simply by studying Vedanta philosophy or Vedic literature. However, this highest perfectional stage can be attained by the devotees very easily. That is the meaning of Vedeshu Dulabham Adulabham Atma Bhakto. The same point is confirmed by Lord Shiva in this verse. The Lord is very difficult for the Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis, and Dhyana Yogis to attain. Those who are Bhakti Yogis, however, have no difficulty at all. And the word Swarajasya, Swara, refers to Svargaloka, the heavenly planet, and Swaraja refers to the ruler of the heavenly planet, Indra. General. To the heavenly planet, or may realize himself as Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. But that is not the end of realization. One must realize the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Bhakti Yoga. Then real perfection of life is attained. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Prasarine Niravishesha Shunyavari Vaskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garada Sivasadi Gauravatta Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Bhavan Bhakti Mata Labhyo Dulabha Sarvadeinam Svarajasya Pyabhimata Ekantenatma Vitkati. Translation. My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. In this verse, the glories of devotional service is praised. the Bhagavad Gita it is said, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Now in this verse, the word tatvataha is mentioned. Tatvataha means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth, in tattva. This word, to understand in tattva, or understand Krishna in truth, is yet again mentioned in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is said there, janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvata. You recognize tattvata. What it means is, one who understands my appearance, and my activities in this world, in truth, in tattvataha, will not, after having given up this particular body, present body, return to the material world of truth, of birth and death. I'm very sorry. Now, in any type of understanding, there are two levels. One is called apavichar, and the other tattva vichar. Vichar means just understanding. Apa means a more apparent or superficial understanding. For instance, in an apavichar, I could say, this is dasha. This would be totally true. But have I understood dasha in truth by saying this is dasha? I should maybe say, here is a soul in this body, and in this birth, he was called by his parents dasha. This would be a more truthful understanding. And what is apparent is that he is dasha, also augenfällig, augenscheinlich, offensichtlich. And a more truthful understanding, tatvataha, is that here is a soul in the body who had to take birth due to his previously performed activities, the karmic result that he was born in a German family and obtained that particular name. You understand the difference? Yesterday I was discussing with some friend of Lord Krishna about these two types of understandings. We usually work in the upper vichar. We understand, yes, here is so-and-so, here is this and this, here is my spiritual master, here is prasadam. But is this the true understanding of the situation? There is a much more truthful understanding, for instance, when we live in the temple, we can understand how fortunate we are. We are brought here by the great mercy of Krishna. This is a tatvataha understanding. But the apavichar would be, yet another day has started. Today I will help again in the book distribution. I will help out in cleaning the place, etc., etc. It's very, very important for a devotee to be in the tattva vichar and not in the apa vichar. Do you get? Am I clear? Right, because augenscheinliches Verständnis und Verständnis in Wahrheit. That's a huge difference, really. Now, Krishna, he wants the tattva vichar. When he says about understanding me, understanding my activities and my appearance, he doesn't say, understand it in the apparent way, but understand it in tattvataha, in truth, deep, with the help of philosophy. Now, when Krishna had left, the Lord did have a huge anxiety in his heart. Many don't know this. When Krishna appeared, he proclaimed in the Bhagavad Gita, Suridang Sarvadehinam, I am the friend of all living entities. And he said, Sarva Dhammam Parijaja, give up all types of religion and just surrender unto me. I will take care of your karma. No need to fear. And you will surely come to me. But when Krishna had left the planet, he saw that people could not understand him in truth. They only had a superficial understanding of him. And therefore, it was very difficult for them to surrender. Let me give an example of what I have given already before. When a devotee doesn't understand his life in truth, it is very difficult for him to live a spiritual life, isn't it? Sometimes we have said, the mind can turn heaven into hell, it can turn the Vaikuntha into Kunta. The temple is supposed to be a place of Vaikuntha, spiritual place, but if I do not have a right understanding, it becomes Kunta Loka, full of anxiety. Am I rightly situated? Do I get a moosh husband to take care of my mind? Do I have yet another day which is satisfying for me? You know, when you don't have a deep understanding of things, your life just passes by and you do have a lot of anxiety about things and so on. So because Krishna thought that the age of Kali is coming and these poor people, they will not be understanding, will not be able to understand Krishna consciousness. They will not be understand my instructions. He felt anxiety in his heart. See, he says that he's a friend of all living entities, Suridang Savadeino, and here he saw, people will not be able to surrender to me because people will not be able to understand Krishna consciousness in truth. It will not be possible for them. It was a great problem for Krishna. In this age of Kali, people are so attached to the body and the mind. You have no idea. Maybe you have an idea. They always go to the filth of material existence. And there's a verse in the Mukunda Mala Stotra that people are identified with this body which will break into pieces in 1 year or in a few years. They are totally on the bodily concept of life, totally being thrown about by the happiness and distress which only pertains to the body, and they are rotting in helpless self-pity, self-mislead, from morning this abend, from morning till evening. So Krishna saw this situation of the poor conditioned soul, and he felt, I have given the process, Sarva Dhammang Parijaja, but how shall they surrender if they cannot even understand me in truth? And he felt very dissatisfied. I have only spoken theoretical. I've given some theoretical, high, abstract concept of Dharma, but no one can follow. He felt this. Can you understand Krishna? Könnt ihr Krishna verstehen? If you just try to understand how he is the friend of all living entities and wants them to come back, I think one can a little bit understand. But we cannot fully understand, obviously, his feelings, because there are millions and billions and trillions of conditioned souls. It's not just a few, unfortunate pirates in the ocean of birth and death. It's a really good number of people. So then, when he was there in the spiritual world, he considered actually to come back again, and this time make it easy for the fallen conditioned souls. It is described here. Mm. this for you so that... Oops. Very sticky. Yugavarma pravatanu nama sankirtan chari bhava bhakti diya nachamuba bhuvan. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, nama sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of devotional, of loving devotional service. Loving devotional service is bhava bhakti. Mahaprabhu wants to come and spread love of Godhead. I shall accept the role of a devotee, Krishna meditates like this in the spiritual world, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. It will be totally practical, what I will teach. There is no longer theory. I will act as a devotee and show these people. Srila Prabhupada gave the example, when a teacher sees that his pupils don't really understand, he will walk to the blackboard and write personally A, D, C, D, and make words so that the people A, D, C, D, you know, they see a practical example and then they can also write themselves. So Lord Krishna in his great mercy came in order to teach us how we can practice Krishna consciousness. He saw it was not possible for us. We had not understood him when he came as Krishna, so he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says further, if I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these words would fall into ruin. I would be a cause of unwanted population and would spur all the living beings. And he says, whatever action a great man performs, he means himself, common people follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna himself, descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. This is how Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip, because he had total compassion for the fallen conditioned souls who were just not able to understand in Tattva. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj gets so ecstatic, he describes this most merciful appearance of the Lord. He says, thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. And then he prays, may that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. He wants that we have a lion in our heart. The Chaitanya Singha, the Chaitanya lion. Thus, with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. Here he describes the problems of the Kali Yuga living entity by giving the analogy that they are like elephants, big, strong elephants. Maya is not an insect in our lives. He's an elephant. Crush, 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 crush. Crash, 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 crash. The Lord actually appears as an elephant to crush these elephant-like, miseries which are in our heart. But he's a, Not he doesn't appear as an elephant, like a lion. Like a laugh. Mm. Isn't it? Laugh means lion. At the same time, because he is a practical teacher, he doesn't come as Krishna. This is very important. He wants to come as a devotee to teach us by his practical example. Therefore, as we have said earlier, Lord Chaitanya became very disturbed when the devotees would call him the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I just read a little while ago in Anchalila, the chapter, the poetry of Rupa Goswami, and there Rupa Goswami reads to Ramananda Roy and a few other associates his poetry about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he writes, he starts with writing beautiful verses about Krishna, who's like the rain cloud, who sends forth showers of mercy to the souls who are like grain fields on the fields, you know. So then, Ramananda Roy says, "Yes, but who is your deity of whom one should take shelter?" And Rupa Goswami doesn't want to say it because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. But then Ramananda Roy says, "Say it," you know. And then he says, "Well, without taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot take shelter of Sri Krishna." And Chaitanya goes like, "Don't say this. Your poetry is so nice. Why have you now poured alkali poison by mentioning my name? Why have you put, it's like sweet rice, why have you put now poison into the sweet rice by mentioning my name?" Do you understand the mood of Mahaprabhu? He doesn't want this at all. He wants to feel like a devotee. It's actually, there's a very confidential reason. Krishna, he actually feels, sees how much Srimati Radharani loves him and how glorious her love is. So he can't understand this love. And therefore, when Radharani's heart is very soft due to feeling so much ecstatic separation, Krishna enters her heart like a bee and takes the mood out of her heart. He steals her mood, actually. And that's why Lord Chaitanya is golden. He's in the mood of Chaitanya, of his most beloved devotee, Radharani. He's outside Radha, the golden effulgence is there, and inside he's Krishna, Shyama Sundar, beautiful Krishna. And so this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is outside, appearing just like a devotee who does obviously not want to be disturbed by calling, being to call to Krishna. "What do you feel, Gopal, if I say to you, you are really like Krishna?" You would feel like,
"Really? I mean, this is really out of taste, you know." Isn't it? It would be highly disturbing. Maybe some of us want to be praised very much and they wouldn't feel it as deeper. But any sane devotee would just go like, Krishna.
In this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is freely giving what no other incarnation has ever given before. Rupa Goswami prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Namo Mahavadanaya, you are Vadanaya, you are most magnificent, Großzügig. You are giving freely love of Krishna, even to those who are not qualified." This very much looks like us. You are giving the love of Godhead to those who are, you don't think, is he qualified or is he not qualified. You just spread an inundation of Krishna consciousness, which everyone takes part in. Even there is an inundation and a flute, it doesn't look, do I go to this house or do I go to that person? No, it just, whoop, everything. no considerations of no making of discrimination. So, because Lord Chaitanya is giving freely this most exalted unatochala rasa, this highest love for Krishna, therefore Mahaprabhu is praised in all the scriptures as the most dear incarnation of the Lord. It is said that Krishna actually keeps love to him hidden. It's lupta, put away. But Lord Chaitanya opens the floodgates of love of Godhead. This is how it is described, and gives it freely to everyone. This is why even the devatas want to appear in Chaitanya Leela as Brahma and Narada. They come down to be together with Chaitanya. You know who is Brahma in Chaitanya Leela? Haridas Thakur. And who is Narada? Shiva. Yeah. They appear because here Krishna gives everything. You know, let us give an example which we all can understand. I think we all agree that Sunanda Prabhu's Ladus reign supreme in this world, isn't it? We have not seen such Ladus before in Germany or India. So, but unfortunately, in the shop we have to pay for the Ladus, because so imagine Sunanda says, "All right, devotees, I know you are Ladu lovers. At such and such time, at 11:30, I will distribute any quantity of ladus. I will be there out in the garden. You can all come and get them for free." I think the whole temple would be present in the garden and take these wonderful ladus from Sunanda's own hand. This is for those of you who think in comprehensible terms. In this Leela, Lord Chaitanya has not given love of Godhead for free. Lord Krishna has not given. He said, surrender. It's a high price to pay. But Mahaprabhu says, come on, unfortunate living entities of the age of Kali, just come to me. You follow? What is the difference? He says, come on, it's for free. He's giving everyone. He only has a little stipulation and a kleine Forderung. What we only have to do is he gives that love of Godhead through a process, the chanting. He doesn't just give you like bang, here is the commodity. Here's the seed, here's this Lebensmittel, the love of Godhead. Gives a process to you whereby which you get it. That is obviously the chanting of the holy name. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya made a garland around the world of the holy names of Krishna. And the thread of this garland, der Faden dieser Girlande, is prema, love. It's not just the name, it is love of Godhead, prema. And with this, only if you have love for Krishna, will you be able to really surrender to Krishna. It doesn't go any other way. And it's too difficult for us. Do you agree? It is very difficult to surrender. We are so unfortunate, lazy when it comes to spiritual life. Always confused. Our emotions are just doing anything they want with us. So on and so forth. It is difficult, but if we can take to the chanting of the holy name and develop in this way some love of Krishna, or the surrender will be not difficult. Here it is. It is another very nice verse which I want to read to you. Lord Krishna had further considerations. He thought, for a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. When you don't have Krishna consciousness in you, it's really useless. The whole everything doesn't make any sense. To just run around in the world, do a few meaningless activities, and then just die with pain in the heart and be born again, what's the use, isn't it? Do you agree? What is the use? Just boring and just troublesome existence. And devotees should feel like this. What is the use of my life if I don't develop love for Krishna? It is meaningless. Every day, another day, there's a very talented straight edge group called Vail, with one Bhakta Niels, Bhakta Rawal, and they are becoming quite well known at the present moment in Germany, and they have made a song every day. They just scream out their frustration, like, every day, another day, can't take it anymore, you know. And so on. So there must be love of Krishna in our heart, and this will come. If we go to Mahaprabhu and take the holy name with full intensity and good intention, then the lamentation and anxiety of this world will stop. So let us go to the Mahaprabhu, the great teacher, Maha Prabhu, great master in our life. Take from him this process with utmost care and attention. Let us not be careless when it comes to the chanting of the holy name. Let us be very, very eager to avoid all the 10 offenses. Let us learn them and check them every day. How am I doing in my relationships to Vaishnavas? Because I shouldn't offend Vaishnavas. We should every day, you know, go through the checklist. This is very important. Do you agree, Olga? Yeah. So this is all what I wanted to say today about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope it was inspiring. It's a very deep subject matter. I'm not so qualified to talk about this in great detail, but imagine even Brahma and Shiva and Narada. Who's Shiva? Advaita Acharya. Even they came to be connected with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How fortunate we are. You must agree, we really are Glückspilze. We have the connection with Mahaprabhu. Fortune mushroom. You know, that doesn't sound good in English. Glückspilze in English is fortune mushroom. Doesn't sound proper. We are so happy now, we are so glad. But we only have now to do this work. If you are in apavichar, that is an external understanding, you just don't understand what's going on. You are just missing the whole point of Krishna consciousness, really. Therefore, we have to go to the tattvavichar, a deeper understanding of what we are doing. Then we will be totally free from anxiety and from... Like Bhaktivinoda says, he says, your lotus feet is such a place, there's no fear, no lamentation, no death even. So now I completely take shelter at your lotus feet. Let death come at any time, I'm not afraid. This is how a devotee feels who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by following what the great teacher, Mahaprabhu, is teaching us and giving us as a present. Do you have any questions?
Your name again?
Narada Kunti, the place of Vrindavan.
It's many festivities. If you come really in the summertime, it's very little manifest. But no, one can go. I took my bath in Narada Kunti.
Yes.
There are many things.
Gauranga Vishnu Priya. Actually, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in as Gauranga, that means in his Grihastha life. There is a very interesting meditation about Lord Chaitanya, the Eightfold Leelas of Chaitanya. There we also meditate about Vishnu Priya. See, the taking on sannyas, this leela is not manifested in the spiritual world. Only here on this planet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves his wife, takes on the renounced order of life, and preaches to the fallen conditioned souls. In the spiritual world, there are no fallen conditioned souls. They are all elevated servants of the Lord. And therefore he doesn't take sannyas. Why did Mahaprabhu take sannyas? Well, he saw people were not respecting him, and therefore didn't listen to his message. And then he said, well, I take sannyas now, because automatically in India, everyone is worshipping a sannyasi. They are automatically done. But he doesn't need to do this strategy, if you so want, in the spiritual world. But he is always together with Vishnu Priya. Described in the morning, he wakes up. Vishnu Priya is resting on the same bed. And then there are many servants who take care of Mahaprabhu, who give him rinse his mouth, give him ajman, calm his hair, and then he gets ready. And all his associates wake up, and they have kirtan. And I think then they go to the Ganges River, take a bath in the Ganges River. And then they come back, and they have a nice meal, which Mother Sachi has cooked. And then they take a little rest. And then they go and perform kirtan everywhere. Remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The evening also they go to Nadia and have kirtan with everyone. They mostly do kirtan there. It's then Vishnu Priya massages the lotus feet of the Lord. He falls into sleep. Very nicely described by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Yes, so we don't worship Lord Chaitanya like this. But how do you know? There are some, or maybe in some temple we don't know about, they are worshipped like this. But I also have not heard about it, I must tell you. But sometimes there are things, our ISKCON movement is very wide and very large. And there, for instance, in the Lager in Viernheim, we worship Naranarayan Rishi. Have you heard about this? You have heard? They all want to be brahmacharis. They want to stay brahmacharis. Therefore, they worship them. That's their idea. But they can't really worship them as such. So they only open the curtain for the Bhagavatam class. So that they, because we worship Naranarayan Rishi before reading the Bhagavatam. Very nice. You should go and see. Sasha? Mm-hmm.
You can find this deity in Ambika Kalna. You simply take a very easy to reach. You simply take a boat over the Ganga, then go to the Navadvip train station. Then you go with the train, 3 stops, get out in Ambika Kalna, and then you go. You ask for the temple who Sura Kiri. Goni Thai Temple. They know Goni Thai Temple. Then you go there, and then you have nice kirtan. Then you go just near to there. There's a place where Nityananda married Vasudha Janavi, and they might give you a stick, bang you with on your head with a stick of Lord Nityananda, bang, bang, bang. If you're fortunate, you can just say. And then you can go to this temple. You go to the temple, and then there you will find a Gita of Gauridas Pandit, which he wrote. There are also a few verses which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote with his own handwriting to this book. And then you can see an oar, an Uda, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Gauridas Pandit. He gave him once a gift. Here is this oar. Imagine someone would come and give you a ruda, an oar. Because you will row the conditioned souls over the ocean of birth there. Therefore you get this. Symbolish, you know. And then you see this most beautiful Goni Thai. They are very, very big. As big as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. And they will only, yes, we went there, and then we paid our obeisances, and the curtain opened. You know, we didn't even look at them, but we just went on the floor, and then we came up. The curtain was closed again. We went to the Pujari. Pujari ji! Darshan, eh? Gives kein Darshan. He said, old guy, and then 8 minutes, you know, and then he again, after some time, this time we didn't get down on our knees. We stayed at the darshan, and shup, it was closed. But then I found the trick. What you have to do is, you simply go to the altar, and then you look from the side all the time. Sit here, give a few rupees. How it is Govindam Adi Purusham, Gaurangam, Gauranga Adi Purusham, maybe. Well, yes. Govindam Adi. That's a very good question, really. Well, he's inside Govinda. Therefore, we have names like Gaur Govinda, Gaur Gopal, Krishna Chaitanya. The name of the Lord is there.
That's why it is described, you know, when he is in Mayapur. We often say Lord Chaitanya came to give his own name. Hare Krishna is the name of his, or is Krishna's name. And he thinks about his own Leela in Vrindavan. It's very difficult really for us to understand how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. I agree, but we, you might find help in this verse, Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatva. Vadanti tat tatva vidas advayam, something. That the seers of the truth have seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They see him as Brahman, Param Atma, and also Bhagavan. It's the same truth. When a devotee hears Brahman, he thinks, aha, Krishna. Non-different. And the example which Shiva Goswami gives to make us understand is the example of milk. If you try to understand milk through your eyes, you will see it as some white liquid. If you try to understand milk through the sense of touch, you will see it as a cool, understand it as a cool substance. If you try to understand milk through your sense of taste, you will see it as slightly sweet, a little sweet. Yes? So, in the same way, if you try to understand God through jnana, through knowledge, you will see him as Brahman, you know, present everywhere, very powerful, yes, on which everything rests. If you try to understand him through yoga, meditation and so on, you will see him as Paramatma. And if you try to understand him through rasa, taste, experience, then you will understand him as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is really the same. Just like milk is always the same, but is appreciated through different senses differently. Do you understand a little better? Yeah, right. How should we then think? Are you foolish? Yes, a very good question. Ananda Pada, can I think about this question and tell you later? Yeah? Because I can... Sunanda, how would you answer this question? It's a good question, isn't it? Yeah. We understand, yes. Like Rupa Goswami, he wrote this down. You are the most merciful God because you give what you... We may not say it. Then you might say, well, but why do we play Govindam Adi Purusham? Lord Chaitanya hears it. He knows it for him. Well, he likes it. He will think Krishna is glorified. Wonderful. This is my... it's not me who is glorified. You are not totally satisfied. I can see this. Yeah. To meditate, it's as simple. You meditate that here is Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, who has come in this age of Kali, but you don't say it. there's no question of not saying. I mean, we are not so intimate with Lord Chaitanya that we can, you know, we can just know. He will understand. He's not a fanatic, you know. I think it's a very good question. Yeah, Krishna Priya. nicht Gott geweihten. I'm not really sure if I understand. You ask what happens to non-devotees who were very sinful and who didn't hear the chanting. Aha, acha, and who were hearing the holy names at the time of death. They will get elevated to the Vaikuntha world. There is a very good description. I will end my lecture with this about one very sinful king. He was a real demon, Krishnapriya. You know, just breaking every principle, just exploiting the people, extracting forced taxes. And the whole country totally disliked him. And one day he went to his prostitute friend in the forest, and you know, before starting the sinful activity, he just wanted to get a little warm and talked. So at that time, he heard a noise. What had happened? A flower from a champak tree had fallen down. Now these flowers are used for the worship of Lord Narayan, Krishna. So in order to joke a little, he took that flower and offered it to an imaginary Narayani. There was no deity there. But he just said, Om Namo Narayan. Shalom Singh. Om Namo Narayan. You know, out of joke. Shalom Singh? I joke. Yes. Om Namo Narayan. And then there was a noise. And about 10 people came with bow and arrow and just shot an arrow in his heart and killed him. He actually died in his own heart blood. And it was in Satya Yuga at that time, you know, there were no great sinners, but he was the biggest of the special Shwadron, special commando of Yamadutas came. We are going to get him and take him away. You know, and they were really in bliss. Finally some work, you know, they were getting all mental, just sitting around, you know, nothing to do. Everyone is Hare Krishna chanting, you know, boring. You know, so they came and just wanted to take him. But what did they see? They were the Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Lord Vishnu, who were guarding him. And they guarding him and said, no, no, you can't take him. He chanted the name of Narayan at the time of his death. But what happens with someone who hears it? Well, also very good result. Therefore, when we see a lot of dead people in our service, means when we are living our life on the autobahn, and we often drive past dead people. I remember once in Yugoslavia, drive just happened. Someone was there, and you know, the brain was all over the place, and so on. We immediately chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, because if the soul is still there, he should hear the holy names of the Lord, and that will be very good. Why are you thinking of someone who... Yes, if you are there, chant the names of Krishna in his ear and so on. I personally think he will get to Vaikuntha because he doesn't make any offenses. Yeah? Yeah. Yes, this is the time of mercy has come, Krishna Priya. The time of justice is over. Unconscious. And you were there, and you said Hare Krishna into his ear. Wonderful. Very nice that you did. Yeah, I personally think there is a great benefit. It's even said, if there is a Vaishnav at a time of a dying person, near to the bed of a dying person, that person goes to Vaikuntha in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, as is stated. Most probably because he will chant the Vaishnava. But he doesn't have a relationship to Krishna. He has not cultivated a relationship. So it's very, somehow he will have to develop a relationship in Vaikuntha. Someone will have to teach him, this is the Lord. God's clean. Okay. All right, let us end here. Thank you very much. And please meditate about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a very important point. Mahaprabhu is our chance. We can't approach Krishna really without the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He came as Mahaprabhu to teach us this. Therefore, it's a great secret which we know. Often we forget. Don't forget. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Gaur. Please.